Hello, and welcome to this study guide podcast on George Orwell's Animal Farm, specifically designed for OCR GCSE English Literature, Component 01. I'm here to help you master this novella and earn those top marks. Now, here's something crucial before we dive in. For OCR Component 01, you need to remember that AO3, that's Assessment Objective 3, context, is not assessed. That means you won't get any marks for discussing the Russian Revolution or Stalin, zero marks. So while it's interesting background, save that energy for analyzing Orwell's language and structure instead, which is where all your marks come from. Component 01 has two parts. Part A gives you an extract and asks you to analyze it using AO2, that's examining writer's methods. Part B asks you to respond to a statement about the whole text using both AO1 and AO2. Each part is worth 20 marks and you've got 25 minutes per question. Today we'll cover the core concepts, then move into exam technique, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's start with what Animal Farm is really about. On the surface, it's a simple story. Animals rebel against their human farmer, Mr. Jones, and try to create an equal society. But Orwell uses allegory as a structural device. The animals represent different social groups, and the farm's transformation mirrors how revolutions can be corrupted by power. The key here is treating allegory as AO2. It's a narrative technique, not historical context. When you write about Napoleon, you're analyzing how Orwell uses a pig character to explore dictatorship through narrative structure, not writing a history essay about Stalin. Now, the Seven Commandments are absolutely central to the novella's structure. They start as idealistic principles. All animals are equal. No animal shall kill any other animal. But watch how they're gradually corrupted. Squealer, Napoleon's propagandist, keeps changing them, and the other animals' poor memories mean they don't notice. By the end, there's just one commandment left. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. That paradox is the heart of Orwell's message about power corruption. Let's talk characters. Napoleon is your dictator figure. He's ruthless, strategic, and uses fear through his trained dogs. Notice how Orwell shows his rise to power through structure. He's quiet at first, then gradually takes control, exiles Snowball, and becomes indistinguishable from the humans by the end. That cyclical structure, the novella ends with the pigs becoming exactly what they rebelled against, is crucial for AO2 analysis. Squealer is Napoleon's propaganda machine. Every time Napoleon does something questionable, Squealer appears with statistics, rhetorical questions, and emotional manipulation. Look at his language patterns. He uses fear. Surely you don't want Jones back? And false logic to control the other animals. When you analyze Squealer's speeches in an extract, you're hitting AO2 gold. Boxer, the loyal cart horse, is perhaps the most tragic character. His mottos, I will work harder, and Napoleon is always right, show blind loyalty. Orwell uses Boxer to explore how dictatorships exploit the working class. His death, sold to a knacker's yard while Squealer lies about a hospital, is one of the most powerful moments for analyzing writer's methods. Then there's Benjamin, the cynical donkey who can read but chooses not to get involved. He represents those who see through propaganda but do nothing. His character raises questions about complicity and apathy. The windmill is a key symbol and plot device. It represents progress and propaganda. Napoleon uses it to keep animals working and to distract from their suffering. Every time it's destroyed, they rebuild it, showing the endless cycle of exploitation. Right, let's talk exam technique. The biggest mistake candidates make? Writing about the Russian Revolution. I can't stress this enough. You will get 0 marks for AO3 in Component 01. If you write Napoleon represents Stalin, that's wasted time unless you're analyzing it as a narrative technique. For Part A, you must focus exclusively on the extract provided. Don't reference other parts of the novel. Analyze the specific language choices, sentence structures, and how the extract is positioned within the narrative. Look for patterns. Does Squealer use rhetorical questions? Does Orwell use short sentences to create tension? For Part B, you need to range across the whole text, but it's closed book, so memorize 3 to 4 key quotes per character and theme. You don't need long quotes. Napoleon is always right is perfect because it's short, memorable, and analytically rich. Command words matter. Explore means range widely across multiple aspects. How does Orwell present means focus on methods. Use phrases like through the use of, by employing, via the structural device of. Time management, 25 minutes per question. Spend 5 minutes planning, then write. don't panic if you don't finish examiner's mark what's there, and a well-developed argument beats a rushed conclusion every time. Let's test your memory. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Question 1. What are boxer's 2 mottos? Answer. I will work harder, and Napoleon is always right. Question 2. Which pig is exiled from the farm? Answer. Snowball, after Napoleon's dogs chase him away. Question 3. What is the final commandment on the barn wall? Answer. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Question 4. Who can read but refuses to act? Answer. Benjamin, the cynical donkey. Question 5. What happens to Boxer at the end? Answer. He's sold to a knacker's yard, though Squealer claims it's a hospital. Brilliant. Let's recap the essentials. Animal Farm is an allegorical novella where Orwell uses animals and a farm rebellion to explore power corruption. For OCR component for A1, remember, no marks for historical context. Focus on language analysis for Part A and a sustained argument across the whole text for Part B. Memorize key quotes, watch for Squealer's propaganda techniques, and analyze the cyclical structure, the pigs become the humans. Your exam success comes from precise textual analysis, not background knowledge. Practice analyzing extracts for language patterns and build arguments that address the specific question focus. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every minute you spend analyzing Orwell's methods is a minute well spent. Now go and earn those top marks.